The need for the chazan of Musaf on Rish Chaydash to recite a few psukim of Tehillim out loud before he begins the Kaddish. In this lesson, we will discuss an interesting halacha that is not very well known and was emphasized by the Rebbe throughout the years, and obviously needs to be practiced and followed in shuls, to whom the halacha is relevant. So what is this all about? Well, first you must begin with a description of the order of davening after Kriyas HaTorah on Rish Chaydash. After Kriyas HaTorah on Rish Chaydash, as we do every day in which there is Kriyas HaTorah, we begin with Ashrei and then say Uval Tzion. On a regular day, as soon as Uval Tzion is completed, we say Yehallelu on days of Torah reading, and then immediately recite Kaddish Shalem, Kaddish Tiskabel. However, on Rish Chaydash, being that now we need to daven Musaf, the Kaddish is saved for right before Musaf, in which only half Kaddish is said, and the Kaddish Tiskabel is recited after Hallel. Now, when exactly should this Kaddish, half Kaddish before Musaf, be recited? So many communities are accustomed to actually say this half Kaddish prior to removing their tefillin, meaning the Chazan completes Uval Tzion out loud, returns the Sefer Torah to the Ark of with Yehallelu by Sephardic and Chassidic Minyanim versus Ashkenazi who return it prior to Ashrei, as they always do, and then immediately recites the half Kaddish, and then takes off the tefillin to daven Musaf. This Seder order of first reciting the half Kaddish before removing the tefillin follows the opinion of the Magen Avram, the Arizal, and Pri Eitz Chaim and Shaar Kavanis, Bron Shari Tshuva, Kaf HaChaim, and Sidur Yaivetz. However, many other Achrayim argue and rule that the tefillin are to be removed before the recital of the half Kaddish, as the half Kaddish relates to Musaf, and by Musaf we do not wear tefillin. So rules the Aliyah Rabbah brought in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ktzais HaShulchan, the Alter Rebbe in his Siddur, and so is the practical Chabad custom to remove the tefillin before the recital of the half Kaddish. Now, those communities who wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, such as Chabad communities, Hasidic communities, and Sfardim, wear them prior to Musaf, which means, according to this custom, that the Kaddish is recited right before Musaf, we therefore remove the tefillin of Rashi, put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, say Shema, Kaddish, etc., remove tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and only then say the half Kaddish and begin Musaf. It is specifically with this latter custom that is followed in Chabad Binyanim and other communities who follow this order that the halacha that we discuss becomes relevant. You see, Kaddish cannot just be randomly said in middle of the day, or even in the middle of davening. You can't just pop out a Kaddish. Kaddish must always be preceded by verses of scripture, which are recited out loud in front of the congregation, and then followed by the Kaddish. Those who are accustomed, like the former custom that we mentioned, to say the half Kaddish right after Uval Tzion, before they remove their tefillin, don't have any issue because they're saying it right after they conclude Uval Tzion. Furthermore, those who don't wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and as soon as they remove their Rashi tefillin, they immediately say the half Kaddish before Musaf, you can still make an argument to say there isn't such a break in between, and everyone understands that it's going on the verses that were just said at the conclusion of Uval Tzion, as it does not take very long to simply remove the tefillin of Rashi. However, those communities such as Chabad, which also put on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam in between, and remove them, there is a long interval between the conclusion of Uval Tzion and the saying of this half Kaddish, not to mention that according to Chabad custom, based on the Rebbe's directive, we don't even conclude Uval Tzion out loud. Therefore, there becomes a question, how can we go ahead and say this half Kaddish without saying any verses of scripture beforehand? This necessity of reciting verses of scripture beforehand are an absolute clear halacha in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 54, halacha 4, 292.4, based on many previous paiskim and also, as conclude, many achrayim. So it was based on this that the Rebbe publicized and ruled that according to our custom, our order of davening, the chazan must recite a few verses of Tehillim or other verses of scripture out loud before he recites the half Kaddish before Musaf. And this ruling of the Rebbe is actually preceded by the ruling of the Rebbe Rashab, as brought in Sefer HaMaimonim, Likud 2, page 316 of the Rebbe Rayatz. He writes that so the Rebbe Rashab himself instructed that according to our order of things, the Chazan must say Kapitul Tehillim before he begins the half Kaddish before Musaf. And as the Rebbe ruled, so is explicitly ruled in the Sefer Nemukei Arachayim, chapter 55, that since Rabbeinu Tam is a large break and hefsek, one must say Psukim before he begins the half Kaddish. In the year 1988, the Rebbe publicly directed the Chazan to do so, to recite a mizmor prior to Kaddish of Musaf. Now, why is it that we see, in many or perhaps even most, communities and minyanim of Anasha, they are not careful in this? So, A, it is seemingly due to lack of knowledge, ignorance of everything we just discussed above, especially that the Chazan of Musaf can be any random individual and doesn't have to be the Rav of the congregation who most likely is knowledgeable of this matter. Second of all, there was a rumor spread that Rabbi Groner discussed this matter with the Rebbe, and that the Rebbe told him that he now retracts from his ruling and you don't have to say this Kapitul Tehillim beforehand. Well, we contacted Rabbi Groner directly about this issue several months before his passing, and he wrote to us that the rumors are completely false, and on the contrary, the Rebbe instructed this to be done and never retracted from the ruling, and that so needs to be done in all communities of Anash. And therefore it's proper for the Gabbaim and Rabbanim of each minyan, of each shul, to inform this matter to the Chazan of Musaf for him to conclude Psukim of Tehillim out loud before he begins the half Kaddish. Now, some final details regarding the Psukim. It doesn't suffice to say it quietly, should be said out loud, being that the Kaddish has to go on words of scripture that were said in front of the congregation. Likewise, although it's not necessary to recite an entire Kapitul of Tehillim, and certainly not out loud, one should recite at least three Psukim for this purpose. And of those three, at least some of them, two of them, should be said out loud. So if one wants, he can choose to say the last three Psukim of Ashrei, and then conclude the last two out loud, Tehillas Hashem Yedaber Pi, as is anyways normally done before Musaf of Shabbos, and then begin the half Kaddish. And if anyone asks, why do you say Ashrei now? Didn't we say it earlier? You'll answer him, well, I'm just doing it for the sake of the half Kaddish, as we explained.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.